Hello, my imaginary friends. It's M2N here. Sorry, darling. Did I shock you?
Yes.
Sorry about
that. Next time, please.
Okay. Anyway.
Right. Yes. So loud, all of a
sudden. Boom! 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 Boom!
Are you going to record a boo, darling?
Yes, I'm already recording one now.
Oh.
Hello, my imaginary friends. SM2 here. It's 21st of May 2016, and I thought I would just record a quick boo just to record details of my visit to the optician today. Optician? Optometrist? Uh-huh.
No, you've been to the optician.
Yes, so I went to the optician about 4 months ago, and they said, oh yeah, you're getting a bit older, so you're going to need to have varifocals soon. Oh dear. Yes. Bit of a shame. So yeah, at the moment I'm, I can still use my glasses from two, three years ago. But if I read, then it's more comfortable to just put my glasses off and then read without my glasses on. Anyway, but the worrying thing was that they said, oh, well, we've had a look at your retinas and it looks like maybe you need to have a blood pressure test. You might have high blood pressure. So I thought, okay, well, that's odd. Okay, so I took it very seriously and went to the GP and got myself tested for my blood pressure, and they said no problem at all, blood pressure is fine. But that wasn't before enough panicking was taking place at the 2N household, and discussions about changes of diet to reduce blood pressure and stuff like that. We're all sort of considered. Anyway, so yeah, it turns out I didn't have high blood pressure. So then the mystery was, well, why did the optician think that I had high blood pressure? Is there another problem? So I went to the opticians again today and shared with them the details, and apparently, looking at my retinas, especially in my right eye, the veins are a little bit wigglier than normal. So they're a little bit wigglier in the right than they are on the left. And if your veins on your retinas are a little bit wigglier than usual, then that means that there's a possibility you might have high blood pressure. If, however, it's found that you haven't got high blood pressure, then it's nothing to worry about. It just means you've got wiggly veins in your retinas. So I thought, I know, well, I'll record an audio boo so that I can capture this information for future reference, so that in 2 years' time, when I have my next optician's appointment, I don't suddenly get told, you might have high blood pressure, and I go, oh no, I forgot high blood pressure again, and I might completely forget.
That you did this boo 2 years ago, shall I?
Yes. Yes, Yana. J2N is with me here. I thought, well, even if I remember that there was vaguely something, but what was the detail again? I can't remember. So at least this time, if I capture this information, then I can listen to that next time. I'm going to the opticians, and I can be armed with the knowledge of, yes, I've got slightly wiggly veins in my... Or blood vessels in my retinas, particularly on the right hand side, and yeah, there's nothing to worry about.
They just go to the same optician again, and then they'll know anyway, won't they? What do you mean in 2 years? You're going next year?
No, he said I can go in 2 years.
But I always say, if you work with computers and stare at a screen all day, which I think pretty much applies to you, then you have to go every year.
Okay, but I don't have to go for 2 years, from his perspective.
Yeah, in terms of, you know, he doesn't expect your prescription to change much. But, you know, you stare at the screen a lot, so you should go every year.
You okay?
It's okay. Employer pays.
Should I talk about my sunglasses?
If you like, might as well record that too.
Right, sunglasses. Right, so I've noticed that I sometimes get headaches when I wear my sunglasses. So thought, well, maybe it's worth checking that. Have I got the wrong prescription on them? Is that why they hurt when I put them on? Because I don't wear them as often as I wear my normal glasses. Yeah, nowhere near as much as I wear my normal glasses. So I thought, well, maybe my eyes are aching, or my head's aching because my eyes are getting used to a different prescription. So again, I got the opticians to check those out today, and note the prescription is correct. The only possible thing that might be wrong might be because sunglasses tend to be a bit more wraparound, and normal glasses tend to have very special thin lenses. There may be some differences just to do with the way that the glass has been manufactured and the curvature and that sort of thing. But they check those out, and they're not too. They're only 3 degrees more curved than the normal glasses, which is virtually nothing as far as they're concerned. And they're correctly lined up with the centre of the lens is lined up with where my eyeballs are. So apparently there's nothing wrong with the sunglasses at all. So I think it must be other factors like. Perhaps it means I'm in the sunshine and I'm getting heat stroke. Maybe I'm not drinking enough water. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's because I'm wearing a baseball cap and that might be tight around my head. Could be all sorts of reasons that I'm getting a headache.
Things I'm not attending.
Maybe I'm enjoying myself too much.
And you're outside a lot.
And I'm allergic to outside, of course. Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. There we go.
Oh, goodness, what's that last year?
Thanks for listening. Toodle-boo.
Bye.